It's now time for Insurance Smart with Gable Insurance and Financial. Call now with your questions at 923-1450 or 1-888-900-1450 for Insurance Smart with Gable Insurance and Financial.
KFI's the news time, 7:36. Good morning to you. Welcome to this week's edition of Insurance Smart. Summertime schedule, so they had a couple weeks off, but Bree is back. Good morning.
Good morning.
And good to see you again.
You
enjoying
as well.
Your summer?
So far, yes. Trying to stay cool, but enjoying it.
I think the whole world is trying to keep cool.
Right.
And the topic du jour is your forte.
All right, yeah, when and how to enroll in Medicare is the topic for today.
And that's why they sent you.
Yep. And I mean, I think I came in and I talked about it a little bit a few weeks ago or a month ago. But we're looking at the situations on when and how to enroll because, you know, sometimes it might not even be just I'm turning 65. So we're going to go over those enrollment rules as well as what to think about when you're thinking of going onto Medicare if you're after 65.
And if you have any questions, 923-1450. Mm-hmm. And Bree will do her best to answer them for you.
Absolutely. So if you're thinking about, if you're going on to Medicare, the first situation that we have that people go on to Medicare is they're turning 65. So what do you do if you're turning 65? If you're already collecting Medicare, you don't have to do anything. You will be enrolled into, or Social Security, I'm sorry. If you're already collecting Social Security, you will automatically be enrolled into Medicare A and B.
So if somebody took Social Security at, let's say, 62.
Correct. Yep.
Do nothing.
I mean, well, we have to talk about supplemental plan options to the Medicare, but
as far as enrollment,
you are going on to Medicare A and B automatically.
Okay.
If you are not collecting Social Security, then what you will have to do is you will have to enroll into Medicare A and B.
And you have to.
Unless you have qualifying coverage through a group plan, but if you don't, and if you want to go into Medicare, you're going to have to take the step to enroll. So you would have to contact Social Security, your local Social Security office, or you can enroll online. And if you're enrolling online,
the hold is less online.
I'm sorry?
The hold is less online.
Right. Oh, yeah. Than sitting on the phone. Waiting for someone to pick up.
Ah,
yep.
Your caller 122 in the queue.
Yeah. Estimated wait time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, 4 days.
Yeah. Right. I feel like it's getting crazier and crazier because as last I heard, they weren't taking in-person yet. That might be changing. So we'll keep an eye on that.
So many things are. They very well may.
Yeah. So for the last year, it's been either you do it on the phone or you do it online. Mm-hmm. So hopefully they're going to start resuming taking people in office again soon. I know a lot of people in this demographic prefer to sit down and go over everything as opposed to a Zoom or a telephone, which is fine either way, whatever your preference is. So hopefully they'll open up so that people have that option again. So if you are enrolling at 65, you either do it online or contact Social Security. If you are turning 65 and you do have qualifying group coverage and you're wondering, should I take Medicare or should I take my group or continue my group, you have to look at a couple different factors. So if your employer has fewer than 20 employees, you have to enroll in Medicare A and B. It is required to have that Medicare A and B so that you don't have any late enrollment penalties.
Does that include perhaps people that have been laid off? Are they still considered employees or are they talking active employees or is that just a stupid question?
I would think that it would have to, if they're offered COBRA, it would be a conversation to have looking at the situation.
That's a call to you.
Yeah, that's a call to me. Yep. Mm-hmm. And so that I would double check and verify what specifically their steps would have to be. And I know that that's a good question right now because a lot of people have been laid off. Mm-hmm. What we're running into is if you're being laid off with the prices of COBRA anyways, we would want to look at the situation. Likeliness is they would want to go onto Medicare.
Cheaper.
Yes. Yep. So if they're offered their qualifying coverage, then we would just want to look at the whole situation. If you're planning to continue working at your employer and you want to keep your group plan, if there are less than 20 employees, you have to take Medicare A and B as well. It would be the insurance. And there is a premium for Medicare Part B. If you there's another caveat to that rule, just to make it confusing for everybody. If you or your spouse are disabled, then the employer has to have, if there are fewer than 100 employees, so that number goes from 20 to 100, then you would be required to take Medicare. So if one of you are disabled, then that number from 20 goes to 100.
How does one determine disabled? I mean, is that...
According to Social Security.
Okay, yep. Their rules. If you're Social Security disabled, then.
Yep,
okay.
Yep. So, I mean, that would be a situation if you're not...
Right.
So if you are pre-65 and you're on Medicare, then you have to... If there are 100 employees, then you would have to take Medicare A and B. Because if you've been on disability for 2 years, you will also automatically be enrolled into Medicare.
Another auto.
Okay. Yep. If you want to enroll in just Medicare Part A, because as I said earlier, Medicare Part B does have a premium. So there are situations that people will take just Medicare Part A because it's free and then waive their Medicare Part B until they come off of their group plan. So if you want to do that, when you apply for Medicare A and B, there will be a question that says, are you applying for Medicare Part B? And you would say no. So then you can elect just the Medicare Part A. You can also disenroll from Medicare Part B by returning your Medicare card on the back of it. It does let you return it to Social Security, and it will disenroll you from Medicare Part B. Now be careful. If you don't want to disenroll from Part B, do not send that card back. It looks like you're supposed to send it back. Do not send it back. We're seeing people getting confused by that, so I keep on repeating, don't send that card back if you want to keep Medicare Part B, because it will disenroll you.
Elementary question. Mm-hmm. What's A and what's B?
Medicare Part A is hospital coverage, and Medicare Part B is doctor outpatient coverage.
Okay.
And Medicare A and B is what is covered by the government. So that's that they decide what is covered in Medicare Part A and Part B. And then when you hear about supplements or Advantage plans, that goes in addition to. So Advantage plans cover at least what Medicare A and B cover. Medicare supplements fill in what Medicare and A and B do not cover.
Okay.
Yeah.
I realize it's really an elementary question, but anybody who's starting to approach that age may not really know.
Yeah, absolutely. And when I sit down with people, I say I'm going to go over all of the information because I am not going to assume that you are coming in knowing anything, you know, because that's not my job to assume what they know. So that's a great question. And that's something that when we do sit down and we start talking about Medicare with our clients, we start with what is Medicare A, what is Medicare B.
Good plan. So,
yep.
And if nothing else, they may not know exactly what it is because they talk to Uncle George.
Right. That, or they get the big Medicare and You book, and how do you figure that out? It's all the verbiage in it is very, very vague.
That's like buying an extended warranty.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. You like, oh, great, I have this book. I'll just put it with my other books.
Yeah.
So when you are applying for Medicare, just A, because it is free, you would have to specify that you do not want Medicare Part B. Keeping in mind that if you are on a group plan and the employer does offer a health savings account, you cannot have Medicare Part A and contribute to a health savings account. If you're going to keep your Medicare Part A, that contribution has to stop.
So it's an either or.
It is. It is. As well, if you decide to disenroll from Medicare A and B, and you're going to take Medicare after you leave the group plan because you do want to continue to contribute to that health savings account, when you do enroll for Medicare A and B, for the date that you are looking for coverage, that will be the effective date for Medicare Part B, but Medicare Part A will backdate 6 months. So you do have to plan ahead for your health savings account contribution that 6 months prior is when the effective date for that Medicare Part A will be, and you will not have been able to contribute to a health savings account.
And again, we've talked about it in the past that HSA has some tax advantage.
Absolutely.
So there's a lot of things to consider here.
Right. And, you know, when we're looking at group plans, we're looking at all of those pieces on deciding whether or not it would be appropriate to leave the group plan or take Medicare.
Which is exactly why people need to talk to somebody in the know and not try to decipher all of this
Correct.
On their own.
Right, right. Because then we add the other piece of the puzzle is if you are enrolling for Medicare after 65, then you are going to have to verify that you had coverage for Medicare A and B, because your group plan is qualifying coverage, saying I have qualifying coverage, I do not have to have Medicare A and B, but Medicare doesn't know that. So when you come off of your group plan, if let's say you're 66, 67, 70, you have to tell Medicare I had qualifying coverage from 65 to 70, and that's a whole set of forms that you have to send in, which we do have, and we do help our clients with completing.
Do you need to get verification from your employer? Does the HR people have to get involved
at your company?
Yes, they do. Mm-hmm. So it's not just going to be sitting down with you. You're going to have to come up with something from
HR. Yep. They will have to fill out. It's the CMS L564, which I know, what does it matter, the numbers. But the HR should be familiar with what that form is anyways. I haven't run into a lot of times that we will work with people's HR if we get an authorization, and not very often do I run into situations that HR is like, I'm sorry, what is this form? They usually know exactly what it is. So that is something we will help coordinate with HR for you as well.
That's good.
If that's something that you want.
What I'm seeing here, as usual, is there's a whole boatload of analysis that needs to be completed
right
before a proper decision, or on your part, recommendation, can be made.
Right, because when and how to enroll in Medicare isn't as simple as I'm turning 65. You know, sometimes you need advice on when should I enroll in Medicare based on what my situation is right now. And so when we sit down with someone that is turning 65 and they present their group plan to us, we do an entire analysis looking at how are their prescriptions covered, how are their maximum out-of-pockets, what are their premiums, and we look at all of that information, also factoring in for premiums that if you are on a group plan, those premiums are taking out pre-tax. So we go in as far as to figure out what exactly is the change in your cost going to be if you go on to Medicare. And if it isn't appropriate, we absolutely will not recommend that they go on to a Medicare plan. We will tell them to stay on their group plan until they decide to retire. So essentially we just say, don't do business with us, if it doesn't make sense. When we do start a Medicare analysis though, we start with prescriptions. That is a big concern for our clients. How are my prescriptions going to be covered? It's also good to know that on a group plan, typically the prescriptions will contribute to the out-of-pocket maximum. On a Medicare plan, that's not the case.
Uh-huh.
So we have to factor in that these prescription costs are in addition to any out-of-pocket maximums that we are going to recommend. So that's one piece. So we start with prescriptions. We look at what the premiums for the prescription plans are, what the costs of the prescriptions plans are. Will people go into the coverage gap or the donut hole? And if so, are there ways to delay or avoid that? That's our starting place. Then we look at what networks do they go to. Are they traveling? Do they go to Florida and they need a plan that's going to follow them? So that's the next step. Then we compare the group out-of-pocket maximum with the maximum out-of-pocket for the Medicare Supplement or Advantage plan. And a lot of times with group plans, we're looking at not only are there out-of-pocket maximums, but there are also employer contributions or health reimbursements and stuff. So we look at the final number of what is coming out of your pocket to pay for this health plan, not does your summary of benefits say the out-of-pocket is $6,800. What is your out-of-pocket? And that comes into our comparison as well. Then we look at the premium. What are you paying out of your pocket for a premium? And then, again, like I said, we do that number based on the pre-tax for the group plan. And we factor in, is there a premium for the Advantage or Supplement? And factoring in that Medicare Part B does have a cost as well.
I think it's easy to understand this is not a five-minute meeting.
It is not. It is not a five-minute meeting. And it's good to start, and we try to start as early as we can with people. A lot of times people are coming in, you know, and this is something to think about if you're considering retiring. People will come in, I mean, well, a whole year in advance, just starting to get information, as opposed to I got my information from Medicare. I'm wondering if I should keep it, you know, and I mean, we can work either way, but it is something that does require some pre-planning.
A lot of it.
Right. So the things, if you're thinking about coming off of Medicare or going on to Medicare from your group plan, some things to think about that are helpful for us to have when we do start an analysis are the list of medications, the premiums that you pay, whether it's weekly or biweekly, the summary of benefits for your plan, and then as well looking at the income. What is your income? Because Medicare Part B is based on income. Not in the same sense that Obamacare is based on income, but there is an increased amount for Medicare Part B if your income is over a certain threshold.
Another thing, going back to your first consideration, that drug formulary, drugs change tiers
yearly. You know, like they change every year.
So things aren't what works this year.
Right.
May not necessarily be the plan of choice next year.
Right. And I had, you know, and it's also interesting because, you know, a lot of times people are looking for advice from their friends. And I just have to share this that happened yesterday. I had a client call and say, why didn't you recommend this plan to me? Because my friend told me about it. And I looked at their situation and I was like, well, I mean, you, based on what you disclosed to me, have a medical history, and this plan that that was recommended to this other client has a $2,000 extra out-of-pocket maximum. So when we were talking about you, it didn't make sense to take that risk. And so when you're looking at all of this information, having someone from the outside that is used to this, to looking at all of these plans, and want to tailor it to you, it is helpful to get that expert advice as opposed to what people are telling you from all different sources.
Again, we've said it here before, everybody's situation is just a hair different.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, because, and again, I mean, to be completely honest, they were a little upset because they're like, they have all these extra benefits that I don't have. And I was like, I understand, and I get why you're confused, but it's up, and essentially the choice is theirs. If they want the extra benefits, and I told them that, you know, we are here to not tell you what to do. We're here to give you information and make it so that you feel comfortable with your decision. They ended up staying where they were at and not looking to switch, but I did make a note that we'll review it in the fall. But again, you know, like something like a $2,000 increased out-of-pocket maximum is something to think about when you're looking at a plan recommendation.
Yeah, it's a big consideration.
Right. So if you are thinking about, if you are just starting the planning process for your retirement or your Social Security or your health insurance planning, we do have webinars all summer. We're looking at moving into in-person in the fall, but if you want to tune in and just get some information that is blanket information, on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday on the 15th, we do have free webinars at 3:30 and 6 o'clock. And then we have them on July 20th, in August and in September as well.
And these are still at least scheduled to be online.
These are scheduled to be online, and I think once we get closer to open enrollment, we're going to be moving to in-person.
Okay, and there's so much covered at these webinars, but like you mentioned, a lot of it is generic. It's not going to be individual recommendations.
Right, the presentation will be very blanket information, but there is the opportunity to ask questions throughout the webinar. Someone is attending there's a chat and there, someone is attending that. So if you do have a question as well, after the meeting, you can set up an in-person meeting so we can look at you specifically.
And again, it's your choice. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be bugged.
Oh, no.
Just because you attended the webinar doesn't mean you're going to get 25 phone calls a week.
Right. No, we
are
not
going to get any.
You are not going to get any phone calls. There will be no.
At least not from these guys.
Right. Not from us. we'll follow up and just say thank you for coming. But aside from that, it is totally up to you if you want to work with us. And Larry always says it. It doesn't matter if you get advice from us or someone else, but get advice on it. There's a lot of pieces that go into Medicare and the presentations are Medicare, Obamacare, and Social Security. And it's a big puzzle. And Yeah. When and how to enroll in Medicare is just one piece of it. So,
yeah, and these particular puzzles have really big pieces to them.
They do. They do.
As you can hear, just the conversation that Bree has had so far, it's if you are anywhere near consideration of Medicare, age-wise or retirement-wise or whatever, you need to call.
Right, right. One other piece to think about that I had kind of started touching on is if there is an increased premium for your Medicare Part B. It is important to know, and it is something that we have to factor in when we're making a recommendation, that if your income, if you're single and it's over $87,000, or if you're married and it's over $174,000, that premium amount for Medicare Part B would be increased. So then we're looking at not are you looking at the typical $148.50 for Medicare Part B for a premium. We're now looking at that going up. And it is tiered based on what that income is. But
your income today won't be the same as your income tomorrow if you retire.
That's true. And there are forms that we can fill out to work on that, to bring that back down, because there is a life-changing event. You know, you're making $200,000 when you're working, but when you retire, it's going to go down. There is an IRMA form that we can fill out.
Oh, we need somebody new. Hello, IRMA.
Yes, an IRMA form that you can fill out with the life-changing event to say that my income is dropping and bring that premium back down, which is a form that we have come up often.
So IRMA is an acronym.
It is. It is. Income related monthly adjustment. It's something like that.
Something like that.
We just call it IRMA and then we Google it. Right.
Yeah.
But yes, so that's the, it's saying that the monthly adjustment is going up because your income is up. We fill out the form to say there's a life-changing event that because they base it on your taxes. So if your taxes are saying you made this much, we have to tell them, no, that's not how much they're going to make.
Ah, okay. Irma's a very important person.
It's very important. A lot of times people don't know about it, and they just pay the increased premium. And so it saves, to have that piece of information saves people thousands of dollars.
Good information to have. Mm-hmm. All righty, so this coming Tuesday, a webinar.
Yes.
Two of them.
Two of them at 3:30 and at 6.
How do people register, by the way?
They go to GableINS.com. So it's GOEBELINS.com. Or if they want to call our office, they can register that way. And the phone number is 920-921-7526.
And the price is right.
It's free. No cost. It's just
right
information.
Mm-hmm. And again, if you have questions, there is a way for them to chat with you at the webinar.
At the webinar. Or again, you can always call our office and set up an appointment if you don't want to attend the webinar as well. But yes, there is always someone actively attending the chat in the webinar so that if someone has a question at that moment, someone is available to talk to them about it.
Perfect. And again, if you can't make June because of vacation plans or whatever, there's another one or a couple of them in July and August and September as well. And, of course, I think you guys, more than anybody else, looking forward to back having
in-person
seminars.
Yep.
Back in the pre-COVID days.
Back in the pre-COVID, yep. And it'll be just in time as well because it'll be right around open enrollment.
Timing is everything.
It is.
All righty. Bree Jens, thank you so much for just about 5 hours worth of information compacted into 25 minutes
right,
here.
Right. Thank you.
But again, give them a call. If you have any questions at all, give them a call. It doesn't cost you anything to call and ask a question or make the appointment.
Absolutely.
All righty. Good to see you again.
You as
Enjoy
well.
The rest of your summer. We'll probably see you before summer's over,
yeah.
though.
Absolutely.
All righty. Thank you so much for joining us on this week's edition of Insurance Smart. A couple weeks from now, there'll be another edition. News Talk 1450 KFIZ in Fond du Lac. It is 8. Good morning.
Building back better on a global scale. I'm Pam Hooser.